This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's your name?
Leland.
Leland, the 4th of July is coming up. What is the 4th of July?
I guess that's the day when we celebrate the Independence Day and stuff like that.
What is independence? What does that mean?
I guess that means when you have freedom and stuff and you can do stuff on your own and stuff like that.
So America is celebrating its independence.
Right, exactly.
Independence from who or what?
I think it was from the Indians or something like that. I'm not too sure.
Okay, well, that's a good start. How many stripes does the flag that we have on it?
I think it has 4.
Okay, and what colors are they?
Red, white, and blue.
Okay, and there are also stars on that flag. How many stars are on the flag?
I think it was 10.
And do you know what the stars represent?
I'm not too sure. I think it has something to do with the whole independence thing and stuff like that.
How many senators? You know, we have senators and congressmen and that kind of thing. How many senators do we have?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, maybe like 30 or 25.
The Civil War was fought for what reason? Do you know?
I think it was fought for our so nobody could attack us or something like that.
You're familiar with the Constitution, and what is the Constitution for? What does it do for us?
It gives us as Americans rights to do stuff and tells us what we can do as Americans and stuff like that.
Okay, so it's kind of guidelines for us to run the country by?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Okay, when a president gets elected, how many years does he get to stay in office?
I think it's 4 years.
Okay, and how many times can he be elected?
I think he can get elected 2 times.
Okay, very good. What's the highest court in the land?
I don't know. I'm not too sure about that one.
Okay. All right. That's fine. What's the capital of California?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that either.
All right. Well, see, that was painless, right?
Right now, I've got Rick Green on the line with me, the constitutional expert, as far as I'm concerned, based on my knowledge. Hey, Rick, did your people get you up off the floor after you heard that last guy?
That was a lot more representative of what you usually get from the general public. I mean, he gave it a good shot, but it kind of tells you how little we're teaching about who we are as a people.
And the control room here is saying, you know, he was so confident, though. He's going to be a future representative, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So tell me, how did we finally, you know, if the country wasn't, you know, 85% for independence, how did that finally come about then?
You know, you had some very courageous visionaries, clearly in that Continental Congress. I wanted to share with you, Joe, this is, you know, Richard Henry Lee was the guy that actually was willing to make the motion, and he had been an advocate of independence, from well before that. But he's the one that got up and said, these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states. And that was on the 7th of June. So you're still a month away from independence. And Maryland, by the way, at this point, was under strict instructions by their folks back home. You're not even allowed to vote on it. So here we are just a month away. They still don't even have permission to vote on it. Well, when they started debating it on the floor and whether or not to even have a declaration drafted, Richard Henry Lee and John Adams were the guys to really passionately argue for it. And here's what Lee said. I think this is so great. He said, why then, sir, do we longer delay? Why still deliberate? Let this happy day give birth to an American republic. Let her arise not to devastate and conquer, but to reestablish the reign of peace and law. The eyes of Europe are fixed upon us. She demands of us a living example of freedom that may exhibit a contrast in the felicity of the citizen to the ever-increasing tyranny which desolates her polluted shores. She invites us to prepare an asylum where the unhappy may find solace and the persecuted repose. She entreats us to cultivate a propitious soil where that genuine plant which first sprang and grew in England but is now withered by the blast of Scottish tyranny may revive and flourish. Sheltering under its, this is a tough one, salubrious and interminable shade, all the unfortunate of the human race. If we are not this day wanting in our duty to our country, the names of the American legislators of 76 will be placed by posterity at the side of those of Theseus of Lycurgus, of Romulus of Numa, and of the three Williams of Nassau, and of all those whose memory has been and forever will be dear to virtuous men and good citizens. He was saying, look, let's be the beacon of hope. Europe needs a positive example. And even though in England, a lot of the things that we hold dear in terms of our rights and freedoms, they were birthed there in some ways. They've given way to tyranny. And it's our duty to stand up and be willing to fight for these things. They were willing to do that in June of 1776, and the question is, are we willing to do it now in 2011, 2012, and going forward? Are we willing to do even a smidgen of what these guys, I mean, for him to even make the motion, man, that was just like putting a target on his back. He and John Adams, he made the motion, Adams seconded it. I mean, that was like a death sentence immediately.
Okay.
So brave guys to do that, but more to your question of how we got the vote, they went ahead and appointed the committee, and they debated for weeks, and they went out and Jefferson wrote the declaration. They came back. They debated for a few days, and they took the vote. And as I said before the break, Delaware was a 1-1 tie on that vote July 1st. And McKean was brilliant. He sent a dispatch back home to Delaware to let Caesar Rodney know, you're the tie-breaking vote. Without you, independence fails. Rodney actually got the dispatch on the 3rd of July. He rides all night long, 80 miles, to get back to Independence Hall, literally walks in just past noon as the vote's being taken and breaks the tie for Delaware, and we become 2-1. Now, Rodney, to go 80 miles at night on horseback is a big deal, Joe. You and I can do that very quickly today in our cars, but this guy does it on horseback.
And he was sick, too, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, cancer in the face. I mean, he's hitting branches. This was not easy. It was a very painful thing, but he did it because he knew without him, without that tie-breaking vote, we wouldn't get independence. And folks that collect the quarters from the individual states, they'll see Rodney on the back of the Delaware or the front of the Delaware coin.
Wow.
He's the guy. It's him on the horse there. That's his midnight ride.
And we stay home because we have a hangnail.
Yeah, exactly.
These guys were real men.
They were real men that were not selfish. You know, we tend to be selfish. We tend to think, well, you know, I'm only going to take care of mine. I'm only going to take care of my family, and I can't risk running for office or speaking my mind because it might cost me in some way. Man, these guys were willing to say, I'll give it all. I'll give everything. They watched their sons die in the war. They gave every penny they had. They watched their, you know, Carter Braxton, wealthy, you know, had ships, gave all the ships, and lost every one of them. Guys that literally had to run from the British, you know, sleeping in a different place every night, lost their families. I mean, these guys gave everything for us, Joe, and we are not, you think about what we have to do. It's very little. I mean, it's lives, fortune, sacred honor, yeah, but it's a little bit of that. It's our time. It's just willing to pay attention, to focus on what's happening, in your case, in Sacramento and in D.C. It's a willingness to study candidates and make good choices. Fortunes, yeah, man, we need to give some of our money. We need to take a little bit of our income and invest in freedom.
We are lazy. That's why incumbency is like a 3-pound gold brick. It shouldn't be. When I see incumbent, it should make you stop and say, let's go look at his record.
Yep. It should be harder for an incumbent because they've had to make all those votes, and you can, you know, people can twist that stuff. It should be harder for an incumbent.
We'll be back more with Rick Green right after this. Don't go far. We're celebrating Independence Day here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side in celebration of Independence Day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I want to get right back to my ex-guest, Rick Green. I mean, there isn't anybody who knows about the history of the Constitution, how it was put together, and our founding fathers like he does.
Speaking of patriotic, I've got Rick Green on the line with me. He is... I don't know, what are you, a constitutional guru? I mean, there isn't anything about that Constitution that you don't know.
Oh, no, I'm sure there's plenty I don't know. I'm just a student like you, Joe, just hungry to learn more and passionate about my country and want to help save her.
Okay, Rick. So let's talk about, in listening to your Restoring America's Constitution...
And hey, by the way, Joe, I got to tell you, man, those kids you were interviewing, I was impressed they knew as many answers as they did.
Well, yeah, you know, that is probably the best one we had.
That was pretty good. I started thinking, man, these must be homeschooled. They knew a lot of the answers.
They have been. I will tell you, I'll send you a couple of these later on. You could actually use them in class and say, this is how not to be.
Okay. I'll tell you just to kind of, I guess, encourage you, man, because I'm sure you did get some answers that made you think, there's no way we can save the country.
We're so dead.
I have been amazed at you know, you've been to my Constitution class and speaking, had me in to speak and stuff. And what I do, the questions, in those classes and throw it out to give away books and whatnot, most of the time the right answers come from 14 and 15 and 16 year olds. And that tells me that there is a large group of parents out there that are doing a good job at teaching the young people. And you're not ever going to get everybody, and you're always going to have those that don't care.
Sure.
But if we can keep if we can train a high enough percentage and have that remnant out there that will fight for what we believe in, we can save the country. So be encouraged, man. There are a lot of them out there.
Look, I'm not giving up.
No more than most, than you and I do. That's 14-year-old.
I know. I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep pounding away no matter what it takes.
Cool.
The last few days before the declaration was actually finished and signed, there was quite a bit going on, wasn't there? These guys didn't just get in the room and go, okay, well, we've got it going on. Let's throw this stuff on paper and get it done with, right?
Yeah, one of the things that I was amazed to find out when I started looking into this, a lot of the delegations were not even authorized to vote on it. They weren't allowed to say yes to independence. So in other words, the folks back home said, okay, you can go to this Continental Congress. You can go hang out with these guys, but you're not allowed to vote on independence because we're not ready for that yet. And even up until late June, getting close to July 4th here, some of the delegations still weren't allowed to vote. And then little by little, they started getting word from back home that they were now authorized to at least vote on. A couple of them were told you can vote yes if you want. A couple of them were told you can vote your conscience. So it was not until right up to July 4th that they even had the authority to do it. And in fact, the vote failed early on. On July 1st, they took a vote. One of the guys had said, enough talk. Let's get this thing done. Let's have a vote. Some are for it. Some are against it. Let's vote. And a lot of the delegations were split, barely voted yes. One of them voted no. Pennsylvania actually said no on July 1st. They had a 4-3 vote. It was close. I mean, only by one vote, but they split 4-3 and said no. You had Delaware that had a tie, 1-1. One of their delegates said yes, a guy named Thomas McKean. Another guy said no. So this was not a foregone conclusion when these guys gathered in Philadelphia. In fact, it was, odds were against them. It was really miraculous that it finally happened. And a lot of wrangling going on, just like you were saying. You've probably seen it. Did you watch the HBO deal on John Adams?
No, I started to finish it, but I will watch it this weekend for sure.
Those first two episodes are great, and they capture a little bit of what was going on. And at least when you walk away from those episodes, you're going, wow, I mean, we were this close, man. I mean, it was kind of a Maxwell Smart, missed it by that much. I mean, that's how close it was to going the other way and not having independence. People need to know this was not a foregone conclusion. It was not easy. I mean, golly, Joe, can you imagine being in that room and knowing if I vote yes, if I put my name on this document, I will now be the target. I will be at the top of the list, the hit list, for the most powerful man in the world, the most powerful military in the world. I'm going to step up and say, yeah, come get me, come kill me, kill my family, take everything that I have. That's what these guys were facing if they were willing to vote yes, if they were willing to get up and sign.
They had integrity. They had integrity and courage, and they were willing to fight for what they believed in, give it all.
Yeah, absolutely. You nailed it. And even when they knew, because a lot of people today think, well, if everybody's for it, then I'll be for it. They knew the nation was not all for independence. This was a split deal, man. You had about 30% of the country that wanted it and they were willing to fight for it. You had 30% of the country that were vehemently opposed to it and not for it. And actually, some of those, joined the British, the Tories that supported sticking with Great Britain. And then you had 40% of the country just, going along and not even paying attention. That's where we are, man. We don't have to have everybody join the fight. We've got to have a tireless, strong, committed, and as you said, courageous and people of integrity willing to say, hey, this is our time for independence. This is our time to be willing to stand up and say, I'll vote, not only vote for freedom, but I will be willing to put my name on the dotted line and pledge my life, my fortune, my sacred honor to make sure that what those guys did 200 plus years ago, that it's still alive 200 years from now, that it's still alive even 2 years from now or 20 years from now when my kids are grown and starting their families.
I'm going to hit you with some rapid-fire questions.
Sure, go for it.
Okay. And these are things you hear on a regular basis as you talk to people out and about. The Founding Fathers were running from religion. We were supposed to be a religionless society.
Yeah, nothing could be further from the truth. They were running towards it. They were basing the entire nation on it. The only thing they did not want
was a state-controlled religion. They wanted religion to be free. They wanted people to be able to choose how they wanted to worship. They didn't want the nation to have a Church of England. They even allowed for, Joe, they added, at the time the Bill of Rights was adopted and the First Amendment was put into our Constitution, you had state-sponsored religions,
yep.
And so they weren't even against states being involved in that. I would be against that today, and eventually we got rid of those. But they didn't have a problem with particular areas saying this is the particular denomination that we support the most. They wanted everybody to be able to support, though. And so to say they were running from religion, totally wrong. They talked about the need for it. In fact, George Washington said that religion and morality are indispensable supports for us to be successful as a nation, that you don't have a successful nation without those things. And he said, in vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who would work to subvert those great pillars. So here we are, you know, 4th of July patriotism and how important it is. He says, without religion and morality, you can't call yourself a patriot. And he said of our troops, the great patriots that he watched march through the snow without shoes to suffer just unbelievable things, he said that the greatest thing that you could add to the tribute of a patriot was that of a Christian, that if you wanted to be a true patriot, you were also a Christian and you supported the Christian religion. So these guys clearly wanted religion at the heart of what we have.
The founding fathers were for slavery. They were not against slavery.
Some were, very few. You know, there was a small percentage that were, but even some of the guys that had slaves hated slavery. They had inherited these slaves. They were looking for a way to change the culture. Jefferson and Washington, both in that category. There's a great appendix in my book, Freedom's Frame, on this. It's actually by David Barton, and you can go read it online at wallbuilders.com. Slavery and the Founding Fathers. Three-fourths of the guys that gave us the Declaration of Independence were anti-slavery, worked hard to get rid of it. Men like Benjamin Rush spent 40 years of their life in the abolition movement. It's hard for us to understand what it was like at the time and how difficult it was to change an institution that was so ingrained in the culture here. But most of these guys did want to get rid of it. You read Jefferson's first draft of the Declaration, it slammed slavery.
I want to apologize for the quality. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. It's a thing on our end, but we'll deal with it. Happy Independence Day. Happy birthday, America. Back with Rick Green in just a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. At the White House, they celebrated the 4th of July as President Trump hosted American military families.
The men, the women of the United States
military, these are our finest. Thank you very much.
A 4th of July protest on Liberty Island led to its evacuation. One woman who climbed the base of the statue was escorted down by New York City police after a four-hour standoff. Annette Guidino with the activist group Rise and Resist says they were there to put the focus on immigration.
We went out there to bring a really clear message that we oppose the immigration policies of this administration, the tearing apart of families, the militarization of the border, and it stands against everything that the 4th of July and the Statue of Liberty stands for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched.
Doesn't get any more patriotic than that. Four young ladies out of Texas just singing their hearts out. Don't you think that's just great and wonderful? And welcome you to The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. We're going to talk about those last days before the Constitution was put together, what it was like. Was it chaotic? The birthday of America was all about people giving their lives, giving everything to make this place a country. You can hop on Facebook or Twitter, and you can see what's going on there during the show, how many people really do not know or didn't know what was going on. Small city up north that decided that the Pledge of Allegiance was too much, much, much too divisive to say before a city council meeting. So now, when you get up off the ground, we're going to go through this. This comes from the same people that say it's okay to ride your bike naked in the streets. You know, I want to be there when it's 20 below. I really think that would be a sight to behold. The Eugene, Oregon City Council, or Berkeley North, as I like to call it, voted in favor of not requiring it. However, they did compromise. Thank God our founding fathers didn't compromise. They'll do it on special days, although there was no definition of special days, I guess. One council person said the city council has plenty of other issues to deal with that are far more pressing than trying to decide whether to recite the Pledge of Allegiance at the start of our meetings. Let me tell you what. If you're trying to make a decision as to whether to decide to do the pledge, that it must be the most pressing thing on your plate. The rest of the agenda goes away. If you spend a half a brain cell trying to figure that out, you should be recalled automatically. It should be an automatic thing in the Constitution of that state. I mean, who are you up there for? Who voted you in? Who do you represent?
One council member said that she's a citizen of the world. I love it. Really? So who's responsible for her safety when she goes abroad? When she travels abroad and loses her passport or something, what military protects her? Is it the military of the citizens of the world? Is there a consulate called the Citizens of the World Consulate? I don't think so. No, it'd have to be the United States, huh? We would have to protect her because she was born on the soil. They don't realize who's put them up there and who they represent. One council member said she was a citizen of the world. Did our founding fathers start this country to give it up to the world? They wanted us to be examples to the world. This country, even with all its issues, is still the greatest country in the world. We have freedoms here that people are dying for in other parts of the globe. I wonder what laws that woman would fall under in the Citizens of the World. Who does she want to follow? Maybe she should follow Iran. That would be interesting to have her follow Iran. How about Chinese? You know, the Chinese have great human rights, don't they? And when she does go to an international airport, what passport does she carry? Where exactly does she apply for a citizen of the world passport? One council person felt that the pledge was meant to be said at home in the privacy of your own home. Doesn't that job come to mind there? Okay. One council member said that reciting the pledge is like reading the Communist Manifesto. Let that sink in. Think about that. He's running a city, and he thinks the Pledge of Allegiance is similar to the Communist Manifesto. But what it boiled down to really was under God. They had a problem with the phrase under God that was added in 54. Rick will probably correct me later, and voted on by Congress. You know those pesky little guys that make laws in this country? These people got what they elected. Let me tell you, they have an idiot representing them, electing idiots. Do Americans not realize that the reason they have the rights to do these idiotic things is because the American Constitution and the laws of this country give them those rights? Reason they get away with it a little more in other countries is because of the strength of this country. Look what's happening on a daily basis when it comes to human persecution in other countries. Again, China, Iran, Egypt. You think that would happen here? No. We have a constitution. We have laws. People, you need to wake up or you're going to lose your freedom. If you do nothing, you're going to get exactly what you deserve. Actually, you'll get a heck of a lot more. All right, so I've got to calm down for a second. So let's look at it this way. The Eugene, Oregon Civic Council decided to take the pledge away because it was divisive. Guess what? I agree with them. It is divisive. It's divisive because we say we're one nation. Does that not divide us? We're not one nation. We're not one world nation. We're one nation. That would divide us from the rest of the world. And we're indivisible. And no, it's not a contradiction. I know you think it is, but it's not. What it means is, as a group of states, as a group of people, of citizens from one coast to the other, we are indivisible in our want to be a free people, a free society. Whether my brother eats chitlins or caviar, he's an American. He's my brother American. I'm going to stand up for him. It's indivisible. We are undivided. I'll help my brothers anywhere in this country. And then there's that pesky little phrase, liberty and justice for all. What are you going to do with that? That's very divisive, isn't it? Right? Why? Because it separates us from the majority of the countries in this world. Liberty and justice. Justice, right? You think you get justice out in other countries? Do you really think when you're found guilty and they take you out of the alley and put a bullet in your head, that's justice? You think the woman that's showing a little bit too much ankle and she gets flogged without a jury of her peers, without a judge, you think that that's justice? Where's that woman of the world? What, she wants to be a citizen of the world. I'd like to get her on the phone and discuss this with her. We've forgotten what we have in this country. You know why we've forgotten? Because we've had it for so long. A simple patriotic action like pledging allegiance to the American flag has now become an issue. Seriously? Can you imagine if we try to take the vote away from the women again? How would you like that, Tammy? No, don't even try. See? We've had things for so long in this country, we take them for granted. We don't know what it's like to lose a freedom. Do you really think our forefathers would have an issue with this? I think they would. I don't think when they were talking about freedom of speech, they were talking about these kind of things. I believe they pledged allegiance without uttering a word. Not a word. They gave everything for this country. They gave everything for these idiots to decide not to do the pledge. That's what they gave everything for. Were they being divisive? You bet they were. They wanted to be divided from England so they could have freedom. Thankfully, they bothered. They bothered to give it all. Being referenced to that council member who said that they had more important things to deal with. To the one council member who said reciting the pledge was like reciting the Communist Manifesto, I am so surprised that we didn't hear about a lightning bolt hitting him exactly at that particular time. You want to talk about insulting? Yes, it's insulting. She has the freedom to say this, and yes, I have the freedom to be major league insulted. And the rest of you should be insulted too. Listen, the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, I know we live in a free country, and Rick, when he comes on, will probably disagree with me, but I think that should be mandatory. If you don't say it, you get 10 lashes. How's that? Now, Joe's new law. Can we turn this into a dictator? Is Rick on the line?
I think I probably couldn't back you up on the lashes part, Joe.
how about drawn and quartered? Can we go there?
Direction.
I know it's one of those things where sometimes where the pendulum goes so far to one side, how do you get it back?
I recall passing a bill, you know, here in Texas that required the recitation of the Declaration of Independence, even just the 56 words there in the heart of it, and I had a guy that literally chewed me out on the House floor saying, you're not going to make my kid say those things. And I'm thinking, what are you, a communist? I mean, what do you have against a kid reciting, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, this guy was a, you know, of course, I consider him a communist, even though he's actually a Republican. But there are people like that. You're right. And we did finally put, you know, language in the bill. Actually, we started with language that said, if you've got a religious objection to this, or so, you know, then you can, your parent can send a note and say you're not going to participate. So you give them the right to not participate. But man, Joe, you're right on in that these kind of goofy things happen with city councils like this because they never had that grounding. No one ever taught them these founding documents, and therefore they do believe they're citizens of the world. They don't have any sense of allegiance to our nation.
Exactly. Who are you willing to stand up? You can't stand up for the world. There are so many different variations of human rights in all these countries. There's no foundational thread that's the same through them all.
Yeah, what's the city again? I just caught the tail end of your rant there, which I love, by the way.
Eugene, Oregon. You know, it's sad that a very small handful, what, 6, 7, 8 people can make that kind of decision for that whole city, and we'll bring that down on them. It just makes no sense whatsoever.
So I hope you learned a lot from Mr. Green. You can check him out. Just go to rickgreen.com. He's got a lot of stuff happening there. Patriot Academy, we talked about, you should be getting involved with. Any way you can, we need to get more and more and more young men, more young women to his classes. It's a big deal. Don't miss out on it. Seriously, got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Yeah, I don't know. Go grab your hamburger. Do what you got to do. But don't stay away long. We got some good music on the way out. And the next segment, I'm going to try to get as much in as I can on what happened to our founding fathers. What did they lost? What did they give up? What did they lose? You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Independence Day version of The Real Side. I pre-recorded the show earlier. I wanted you a lot of information in today's show. You can go back and get it later on if you want to. A lot of Happy Birthday Americas from guests that we've had on the show before. But I want to get right to it. I want to get right to the issue of our founding fathers. And when they put this together, did they want to have something with God? Were they running from religion? Were they running to religion? Let's find out.
You know, Thomas Jefferson, remember him, the ungodly guy? He said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their Creator," that ungodly guy, "with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Benjamin Franklin goes on to say that they that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety, they deserve neither liberty or safety. John Adams says that, "I will always consider the settlement of America with reverence and wonder as the opening of the grand scene and the design and providence." When John Hancock signed the Declaration of Independence, he goes, "There." And I guess King George will be able to read that. Did these guys tell me these guys didn't know what they were signing? John Adams, "Liberty cannot be preserved without a general knowledge among people who have a right, an indisputable, unalienable, indefensible, divine, not government given, divine right to that most dreaded and envied kind of knowledge. I mean the characters and conduct of their rulers." These guys gave up a lot. We are the longest, or we continue to be, the longest ongoing constitutional republic in the history of the world. Blessings such as these are not by chance or accident. And those of you who don't think that our founding fathers had a love for God, you're out of your mind. Don't go reading a left blog or a right blog or a left-leaning website or a right-leaning website. How about you just read real history? Not revisionist stuff that was just recently rewritten. Read the real blog. I mean, the real history. There was a lot given up on this day. There's a lot about this day that we don't know about. And I know, you know, some of you find history very boring. You want to be entertained all the time. I'm not looking. Looking? That's not a real word, is it? I'm not looking to entertain you. I'm really not. Because I really want you to understand what this day was all about and why it came about, why it's so important, why it's so important to remember. On July 2nd, 1776, Congress voted to approve a complete separation from Great Britain. 2 days afterward, July 4th, the early draft of the Declaration of Independence was signed. There was only two individuals that signed it at the time, John Hancock, who was the president of the Congress, and Charles Thompson, the Secretary of Congress. Now, 4 days later, July 8th, members of Congress took that document, read it aloud from the steps of Independence Hall, proclaiming it to the city of Philadelphia, after which time the Liberty Bell was rung. The inscription on the top of that bell, you know, from these godless founding fathers who wanted nothing to do with God. You know, we always hear about the founding fathers didn't want anything to do with religion. They didn't want anything to do with God. They didn't want to bring it into government. Funny, though, at the top of the Liberty Bell, the one that they paid for and approved, Leviticus 25:10, which was the most appropriate for the occasion, goes on to say, proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all inhabitants thereof. A biblical scripture on the day independence is proclaimed. Wow. These guys were screwed up, weren't they? For a bunch of guys who didn't want God involved, they're all screwed up. They can't even figure out how to separate it. To see the turmoil in other nations, their struggles in multiple revolutions, and yet to see stability and blessings that we have in America today. We may ask, how did this happen? Well, how did America's independence come about? Now, John Adams said that the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence... Okay, some of you are going to pop on this, but I'm only quoting John Adams. Quoting. They achieved independence were general principles of Christianity. Perhaps the clearest identification of the spirit of the American Revolution was given by John Adams in a letter he wrote to Abigail the day after the Congress approved the Declaration. Now, he wrote her two letters. You know, they didn't send emails. Imagine if they had text messaging and emails back then. Do you think we would become a country faster? Or do you think the British would have intercepted our... They might have had something like the NSA, don't you think? So John Adams, a letter to Abigail the day after Congress approved the Declaration. He wrote her two letters. The first was short and sweet. Happy that the Declaration has been approved. That wasn't a letter. That was a note. No, that was a text message. It was under 140 characters, so that would have worked. The second was much longer. Had more thought to it. Serious consideration of what they had done that day. Adams wrote in his letter, "This day will be the most memorable epic in the history of America." Quoting John Adams here, "I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival." So John knew what they were doing. Yeah, I can call him John. We're on first name basis. John knew what this day meant. Come on, think about it. I mean, if you were in the middle of it, maybe you and I may not have thought that way at the time. But John was in the middle of all this, and he knew what this meant. It's amazing on the very day that they approved the Declaration, Adams was already foreseeing their actions would be celebrated by future generations. You know, he thought about this over and over again, whether it would be proper to hold such celebrations. They were not prideful people. But then he thought about it and said, you know, that day should be commemorated. But it's got to be in a particular manner and with a specific spirit. And I know some of you are saying, these aren't Joe's words. No, they're not. These are words written by John and others around him. As he told Abigail in the letter, it ought to be commemorated as a day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. Oh, my God. A couple more heads just popped. He wanted to give glory to God that day. He wanted the birthday of America to be celebrated in line with honor to God. Now, I don't know how you guys who don't believe or try to spew that our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God, how do you reconcile that? I don't know how you do it. Or from Boston, I don't know how you do that. John Adams believed that the 4th of July should become a religious holiday, a day when remembered God's hand in the deliverance. The day of religious activities, we committed ourselves to Him in solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. For them, devotion, I don't even do this. They'd be in church for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours. Fasting and praying. That was devotion for them. I'm going to go back. We'll do a rewind. John Adams believed, some of his buddies did too, that the 4th of July should become a religious holiday. The government sanctioning a religious holiday? Are you out of your mind? In 1837, when he was 69 years old, he delivered a 4th of July speech at Newburyport, Massachusetts. He began that address with a question. Why is it, friends and fellow citizens, that you're here assembled? Why is it that you entered on the 62nd year of our national existence? Now think about something. Think about what a little guy he was when all this was coming about. 62 years of our national existence, you honor me with an invitation to address you. The answer was easy, they asked. They asked him to address them because he was old enough to remember what went on. They wanted an eyewitness to tell them what happened. They wanted to be refreshed. They wanted to remember the sacrifices because they knew if they didn't, the wind would fizzle away. We do that today in America. We have major issues happen in this country. You know, we have 9/11. Everybody ran to churches, to synagogues, huddled in the masses for a couple of months. It fizzled away. No biggie anymore. We've forgotten what happened that day. The horror behind what happened that day. But for most people, today is barbecue and beer and barbecue day. Booze and barbecue, beer and barbecue, whatever way you want to put it. We'll be out at the pools, at the beaches, playing in the sand. Nothing wrong with that. Think about the freedoms that have been afforded you for you to be able to do that. People, men and women that have died for your freedoms to be able to do that. Our founding fathers who gave up a heck of a lot more than vacation pay to take an extra day off to celebrate the weekend. John Adams, as I read earlier, was very interested in turning it into a religious holiday. So for you people that aren't being honest about the day, honest that this country wasn't founded on Judeo-Christian principles, honest about the fact that our founding fathers did want honor to God through the things that happened in this country, it's you know, you're just lying to yourself. Seriously. John Adams and others did want God to get credit for this country, did want God to be mentioned and spoken about when they talk about the history of this country. Why that's so hard, I don't know. I mean, if you don't believe in God, doesn't mean you have to hate the thought of God. An interesting question with all this, why is that in America, the 4th of July? Now, this is John Quincy Adams, so throw your stones at him, not at me. Okay? An interesting question is, why did America's the 4th of July and Christmas were our two top holidays? Yeah, John Quincy Adams, and I quote, he asked the group he was speaking to, why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, John Adams, right? These guys weren't religious. They weren't Christians. You'll hear that over and over again. Let me repeat. Why is it that the next birthday, why is it next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Interesting that he would pull those two together. Okay? It's our two top holidays. His answer is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissoluble, and it's linked with the birthday of the Savior, that it forms a leading event in the progress of the gospel dispensation. Is it not that the Declaration of Independence first organized the social compact on the foundation of the Redeemer's mission upon earth, that it's laid the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of Christianity? This is according to John Quincy Adams, who wrote regularly. People read his writings. He saw Christmas and the 4th of July intrinsically connected. Okay? I mean, it really is that simple. Birthday of America and what our founding fathers did for us, what they gave us, what they handed us. Thanks for listening to The Real Side. Have a great and safe 4th of July, okay? Because I want you back with me. Barbecue, remember the founding fathers, teach your children. I'm Joe Messina. Have a great rest of the day.